far I go, no matter where I travel, I just end up right back where I'm started, moving in circles. Yeah. Welcome to the conversation, contemplating God's creation. I'm amazed with all the sacred places on this odd vacation. I'll stand in awe while gazing up into the constellations, wondering how long I've waited just to learn the art of patience. And still I'm sitting here, at least until my vision's clear. Oh, my body disappears, something always interferes. I wonder why we live in fear when we can live in love. Do we know we have the choice, or have we just given up? These are just some of the things that my mind's been thinking of. Notebook papers wrinkled up and then tossed into the garbage. The words just cannot express the feeling where my heart is. Mind colors like an artist, paint a picture of the garden where I wanna live and harvest till my body turns to stardust. I am energy, this harness, light shining from the darkness, never ending, never starting, just a cycle that's revolving. And when the cycle is completed, I'm right back where I started. I look up at the firmament and see that I'm impermanent. I reflect upon my life and ask if I'm deserving it. But what a silly question to be questioning my worthiness. I don't know what the worry is, excuse me for my wordiness. I just like the feeling, I find rhyming appealing. When combined with the rhythm, there's something in me that's healing. No limit on my expression, not giving into aggression. Just living my life with presence and forgiving regressions. No reason for me to stress it, I guess it is just a blessing. Not suppressing my essence, but letting it be expressed in the message of every second. I'm obsessed with ascension, I see the lessons as assessments on our path to perfection. We are perfect in our essence, the issue is we forget it. So I'm here to remember all the knowledge embedded as I return to quiescence, emerging a new impression, a cycle of birth and death inside of eternal connection.
We all take ourselves too seriously because we believe that there's someone to take seriously. That me. We become the star of our own movie. The story of me, starring, of course, me. And everybody else becomes a bit player in our movie. And then we forget that it's a fabrication. It's a construction. And that it's not a movie. And that there's no you that you can actually feel.